Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to the Friday edition of Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and thank you for joining us for this edition. We would love for you to really join us. Come on into the studio and be a part of this edition at 844-322-2742. That, of course, good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Whatever the question, whatever the situation, we'd love to discuss it with you on today's broadcast called Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Good to have you back with us today. We missed you in the studio yesterday, but glad you're here on this Friday.
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, well, today I want to take a look at a passage that's very familiar to the Basic Gospel Nation. It's 1 Corinthians 15. This is a little preview of what I'm going to be talking about this Sunday on Sunday Morning Live.
Okay.
This is where we are in our study of 1 Corinthians. But this is such an important passage. And here Paul lays out the gospel. What is the good news of Jesus Christ? And so he starts out this chapter. It's a chapter about resurrection, but he kind of leads into it with the whole story. He says, I want to remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you. So there it is. Paul came into Corinth and he preached the gospel. He didn't preach feel-good stuff. He didn't preach how to be the best version of you. He didn't preach how to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. He preached the gospel.
Yes.
And he says he preached it to them, and he says, this gospel, you received it. Now, that's a great word. It is really a powerful word. It's not like receiving a piece of mail. This is something that means to take into oneself,
right,
to receive it into the mind, to partake of it. So Paul preached it. They received it. They partook of it. They took it into themselves. So that's the by grace through faith reality. So they responded to this, the preaching of the gospel, with faith. So they received it, and then he also says, in which you stand. So they've taken a stand on this gospel. It was that important to them that they put their feet firmly into the good news of Jesus Christ. They were firmly planted in the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And it's by this gospel that they are being saved. They are being delivered from the power of sin and death. It's a once and done thing, and it's a continuation of that once and done thing that Christ has brought to us. And he says, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. So certainly there were people in Corinth that heard the preaching of the gospel. They kind of understood what Paul was saying, and then they rejected it. They said, no, we're going to plant our feet somewhere else. We're going to take our stand somewhere else. So they may have believed it initially, but they believed it without purpose, without cause. And so they believed in vain.
Yeah.
And Paul is saying, hey, this is too important to believe in vain. This is too important just to be flippant about it. This is too important just to think it's a message among one among many.
Yeah.
This is the message. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he goes on to say, for I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received. So Paul had taken this into himself, that he had partook of the gospel. He had taken his stand on the death, burial, and resurrection. So he received it, and this is of first importance. So if something is of first importance to God, boy, we ought to take notice of that.
It
needs to be of first importance to us. And here it is, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. And I think if you listen to Basic Gospel day in and day out, you probably hear me and hear us say this, lay this out there every single day.
Right.
I don't think there's a program that goes by in which we don't mention or say the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
We've had that confirmed by some of our radio ownership groups.
Yes, we have. Yes, yeah. we have. And it's important because this is the gospel that saves. This is the message that has the power unto salvation. Now, this isn't a message that Paul made up. This is something that he received. This is something that Jesus did. This isn't just some facts. This is a historical event. Jesus did die on a cross 2,000 years ago for our sins. And he told his disciples before the event happened what was going to happen. And he told them that on seven different occasions, that he was going to die, that he was going to be buried, but on the third day he was going to be raised back to life. Even the Old Testament told this story that Jesus was going to die, that he was going to be buried, that he was going to be raised back to life. So Paul simply received this, and he claimed it as his own. It's my gospel. It's the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus. When we receive it, guess what? It becomes my gospel and your gospel as well.
Right.
Why? Because now you're a part of that story. Just as Jesus died, was buried, and was raised back to life, you have died in Christ. You have been buried with him through baptism, and you have been raised to walk in the newness of life. So it's your gospel as well. You received it. You took it into yourself. It became your story, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is the message. This is the message that matters. This is the message of life,
yeah.
Life everlasting.
Absolutely. Great thoughts, Bob. Thank you for sharing that. As we get this edition of Basic Gospel underway, friends, we want you to be a part of it, and you can do that by calling right now, 844-322-2742. If you have something to talk about, we'd love to discuss it with you. If you have a Bible passage you can't quite understand, a situation at home, at school, at the office, whatever it happens to be, something troubling to you, let us discuss it with you right now on Basic Gospel. Again, the number, good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. And friends, when you make a gift to support Basic Gospel, we have something new and exciting to share with you to say thank you for supporting Basic Gospel. It's an audio download of the messages by Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley from the recent United Bible Conference. The series includes a celebration message by Bob as he takes a look back and then takes a look forward to the uniting of the ministries at the end of the year. Then Andrew lays out an exciting and aggressive plan for future growth and the expansion of the United Ministries. And we want you, of course, to join in the excitement. So when you make your gift at basicgospel.net, be sure to download your United MP3 audio message series, and you can do that now or anytime at basicgospel.net. Once again, the phone number, everybody, 844-322-2742. Let us hear from you today. Well, Bob, we have this question from Ken in Savannah, Georgia. The question is, are we saints or sinners? How do we address Galatians 2:17, 1 Timothy 1:15, and especially James 4:8?
Well, that's a great question. The Word of God from in the New Testament, when it talks about believers, it always calls us either children of God or saints by calling. That's our new identity. We were once sinners. That was our identity before we responded to the good news of Jesus Christ through faith. We were sinners by nature, objects of God's wrath.
Yeah.
But that changed when we were born again into the family of God, when we were made new by Jesus Christ. That means we had a new identity. Now, this isn't just a label that we wear on our lapel, a name badge, or a name tag. No, this is a new identity from our core. We have a new nature, so to speak, new DNA. So we're born again into the family of God. We, as a result, we are children of God, saints by calling. We are the folks who have been set apart by God for his use. That's what it means to be a saint, someone who is set apart. We've been set apart by the gospel. We have been set apart by the Spirit of God, the fact the Spirit of God lives in us. We've been set apart for God's purposes, for God's glory, and we're going to share in that glory. So that's who we are. We are children of God, saints by calling. So what do these passages mean? Galatians 2:17, for example, says this, "But if in our endeavor to be justified in Christ, we too were found to be sinners, is Christ then a servant of sin? Certainly not." Well, he's talking about the difference between law and grace. And whenever we try to judge ourselves by the law is always going to call us sinners. That's what the law does. Why? Because we can't live up to it. The law is going to show us how we've transgressed it. And so here, that's what Paul is saying. If you try to rebuild what Jesus Christ tore down, and what is that he tore down? He tore down the law. He tore down that wall of hostility that stood between us and God, that stands between us, stood between the Jews and the Gentiles. He tore down that wall of hostility. He nailed it to the cross. If we try to rebuild it, it's going to judge us in exactly the same way it judged us before, as sinners. So that's what Galatians 2:17 is saying to us. 1 Timothy 1:15, Paul calls himself the chief of sinners. And man, I understand why he does that, because right before that, he said Jesus came into this world to save sinners. And Paul was just raising his hands and saying, "Hey, that's me.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ came into this world to save me." And guess what? He did. And now that he did, I'm no longer a sinner, but I'm a saint by calling. So I think we would all raise our hands too and say, "Hey, Jesus came into this world to save sinners, and by golly, that's me."
Yeah.
Man, I was that. I was a sinner. I was, as one guy called up on the phone in my office one day, he said, "Bob, I was bad. I was really, really, really bad. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus saved this bad guy." Set me free. And I think that's all that Paul is doing in 1 Timothy, is recognizing that he was included in the mission of Jesus Christ. The fact that Jesus came into this world to save sinners, and he's saying, "Hey, he saved me."
Yeah.
And he did it by being patient with me until the point that I came to the end of myself and I could see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now in James 4:8, it's a passage where it says, you know, "Wash your hands, you sinners, and draw near to God." I think this is a passage to the lost. So James is giving an appeal for the sinner to draw near to God, and they're able to do so because of the reconciling work of Jesus Christ. We draw near to God through the blood of Jesus Christ. So that's what James is talking about. Yes. So once we have drawn near to Christ and have been made new, that identity changes. We go from sinner to saint, and that's our identity both here and now and forever.
And forever. Bob, yes. Thanks for that. And Ken, thanks for a very insightful question. Are we saints or sinners? I think we got that question answered. Once again, the phone number, 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you on this edition. Again, 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, we had this question from Carol. She says, "I was listening to your program last evening. One of your guests said that fantasies are not reality." She goes on to say, "I have always been plagued with memories of my past. It's amazing how our brains can recall every little detail from so long ago." She says, "I'm 72 years old and getting so tired of reliving all the pain of the past 50 years. I've often wondered why God allowed the memories. Maybe as a reminder of my former life and what he saved me from. Who knows? Any enlightenment would be appreciated. I'm all out of ideas." That's from Carol.
Well, Carol, you're right. We as human beings, we have the opportunity to think about the things that have happened to us in the past. We also have the ability to think about the future, to project out there in the future. And whenever we do either one of those, when we go back to the past or when we project out to the future, we're missing out on all the wonderful blessings that we have right now. So God wants us to be focused on the present moment, because really that's all we have. The past is gone. We can't change it. We can't make it better. We can't rewrite it. We can't do any of those things. But what we can do is enjoy this present moment, this moment that we have with Jesus. And because we can enjoy this moment, we can look to the future with excitement, with anticipation, with hope, because we know that Christ is going to be in every future moment with us as well. So as far as your past, Carol, I don't know what happened in your past, but if you're like most human beings, there's one or two or three or four or five things that happened that weren't so good. And we tend to let our minds grab hold of those bad events from our past.
Yeah.
And we're wondering if those identify us today, if they're going to define what our future is going to be. And I think we have to come to a point and say, man, our future now is going to be written by the person of Jesus Christ. There was a point in time, Carol, I'm praying that this is true of you, that there was a point in time where you heard the message concerning Jesus. You heard that he died for your sins. You heard that he was buried, that you heard that he was raised on the third day. And when you heard it, you received it into yourself. You received the good news of Jesus. You received Jesus. Well, if that's the case, then you were born again. You have been brought through death, through your co-crucifixion with Christ. You have been buried with Christ, and now you've been raised to walk in the newness of life. And the one who is writing your new story is God's Spirit. He is writing on the tablet of your heart a new life. And so look toward the future with great expectation, sure, with great hope, knowing that God is writing your story now, and he's going to be writing it in the future. That's going to help you let go. It's going to put some grease on those hands of yours where you can let go of those things in the past. And here's some more good news for you, Carol, this Jesus, as far as your past is concerned and as far as your sins are concerned, he remembers them no more. He remembered them 2,000 years ago at the cross. He dealt with them once and for all. And now that you're in Christ and now that you're a new covenant believer, he says, I remember them no more. So if he's remembering them no more, it would be a good thing for you to choose to remember them no more as well.
Carol, thanks for the question. If you have further questions, don't hesitate to reach out to us. It's always good to hear from you and all of those who drop us a line or send us a voicemail to let us know what's going on, whether it's a question or a family issue or whatever it happens to be. So we love hearing from you, our listeners. It's Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us, friends. Friends, a rich resource for Christian living is archived on the Basic Gospel YouTube channel. And Bob, you can chime in here and add your thoughts as well, but Bob Christopher has posted literally dozens of videos on just about any subject you might have a question about, including a new video that you'll find on the scroll through of our front page, basicgospel.net, How to Be Saved Today. You can find them all at basicgospel.net/YouTube. And don't forget to tell a friend about this free online video treasure trove. And again, that's at basicgospel.net/YouTube. Bob, add your thoughts on that.
Well, this is a great resource for you to learn about Jesus, for you to grow in the grace of God, for you to grow in your knowledge of Christ himself. There are so many things that stump us, so many things that, make us scratch our heads. And we've addressed many of those questions on this YouTube channel. And as you go through all the different videos there, I think you're going to find a rich wealth of resources.
Absolutely.
That can really get some of those questions answered for you, and you can see the big picture of what salvation is all about that has been brought to you by grace through faith in Christ.
Again, you'll find that treasure trove, as I like to call it, when you visit basicgospel.net/YouTube. Bob had a question from Deborah from Temple Hills, Maryland. She says, I fear about my financial future. I don't want to fear because I know it shows a lack of trust in God. God is wonderful to me and my needs are met. I don't want to feel uneasy about this, but I do. I'm a senior citizen, and I'm wondering if this is the kind of thing that occurs as we humans age. Bob wouldn't know because he hasn't aged.
Well, you know, yes, we're gonna start to wonder about our future. We're gonna start to wonder about financially our futures. Financially, will we have enough money to sustain us for the rest of our lives? And so there are many folks that have, helped people plan and for their retirements and all of those sort of things. But I think what you're going through is natural. I think what you're going through is something every human being goes through at some point or another. It's just part of being human. But in all of those worries, all of those fears, we have to come back to the fact that God loves us, that God is going to take care of us, and that He's promised to meet all of our needs according to His riches in glory.
And I've certainly seen that in my life.
Well, and I've seen it in my life as well. And so if we can look back at the faithfulness of God, and I think, Carol, we just answered a question from her about past and that sort of thing. Sometimes when we look in the past, if we say, hey, I want to take a look back, Lord, and I want to see your hand in my past.
Yeah.
I want to see your faithfulness to me in my past. I want to see how you were there every step of the way, bringing me to the point of salvation, working all of the events of my life for good. And so I want to see that. So I think when we look back and we ask about the faithfulness of God, we're going to see that He has been faithful to us every step of the way. And that can give us the confidence to look toward our future, knowing that God is going to be faithful to us then. I mean, we have this wonderful, wonderful truth that God, that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's a part of His name. He's the great I am. God, that's God's name. He is the great I am. That means that He's always going to be who He is. He's never going to vary. He's never going to be fickle or any of those sort of things. He is always going to be who He is. And so if He's been faithful in the past, guess what He's going to be in the future? He is going to be faithful. We can trust that, and that can give us the confidence to look toward our future with great expectation and even great excitement.
Absolutely, Bob. Thanks for the always insightful and friendly responses to our listeners. Well, that's it for another week at Basic Gospel, everybody. Now, over this weekend, if you have a question about the Christian life, as we've said so many times, or if you need input for an issue you're facing, well, give us a call at 844-322-2742. We have a whole system set up so that you can use it, and you can do it anytime, day or night, right around the clock. At that number, you can record that voicemail, and we'll give you a response on the Basic Gospel program. Again, that's 844-322-2742, the same number you hear us give for the live broadcast every day here at Basic Gospel, 844-322-2742. Now, friends, if you don't have a regular church service, we invite you to join Bob Christopher for Sunday Morning Live, online only, at 9:30 Central Time every Sunday morning. Link to Facebook or YouTube at the very top of our homepage, basicgospel.net, and join Bob at 9:30 Central for Sunday Morning Live. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again on Monday for Basic Gospel and wishing you a great weekend in and because of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye.